The Minnesota Golden Gophers women's basketball team is 5-1 this season and on a road trip to South Bend, Indiana this week for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Former Gopher star Lindsey Whalen is in her second year at the helm in Minneapolis, coming off a 21-11 season last year. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports Commentary again. Thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help sponsor the show. And you can always find out more at WWIB.com. Carly Thibault-Dudonis is one of the assistants at the U of M, and she's with me today on Sports and Commentary. So, Carly, you're facing Notre Dame, a top program, outstanding program, always challenging for an NCAA title this week. What kind of statement do you think your team can make if they're able to beat Notre Dame on the road Wednesday night?
Yeah, you know, Notre Dame is obviously a storied program. It has a lot of history. And they're a little bit different than they've been in the past in the sense that from their team last year, they actually graduated all five of their starters to the WNBA. All five went to the WNBA in the draft. So they're obviously, they look a little bit different, and they're still kind of trying to find their way a little bit. But on any given night, they're an extremely talented team, have multiple All-Americans on the floor, and so they can score and they can give you fits for sure. And so we haven't played a road game yet. It's going to be a great test for us to get on the road and obviously against a really good team and just kind of show what we're about.
Yeah, the Irish are coming off a Thanksgiving holiday tournament down in Cancun. Not a bad place to spend Thanksgiving, but you all had a break, almost a week-long break. Do you think that comes at a good time?
Yeah, we were able to give some of our girls who play, you know, some heavy minutes a couple of days off and get off their legs, and you know, a couple of them were able to go home for Thanksgiving, so that was nice. And I think this time next year we're going to be in the Bahamas for Thanksgiving, so it'll be a nice change of pace each year to do something a little different. And now we've had a couple of good days of practice and get two more before we play Notre Dame. So we're just trying to make sure that, you know, obviously the ones that play heavy minutes are fresh for when we play on Wednesday, but still not rusty from kind of a week off or so.
Yeah, like I said at the top, a 5-1 record for the Gophers this season. About where you thought you might be six games in?
Yeah, you know, we lost a tough one to start the year against Missouri State, who actually is a very good team and has beaten some really good teams since then. And so, obviously we've had a little bit more of a tested schedule this year than we had previous year. And we're able to beat Arizona State. And I think the goal for us is to have challenged our schedule this time of year so that when we get to the Big Ten, we're ready for that physicality. We're ready for that competition. I think that was something that kind of plagued us early in the Big Ten season last year, is that we didn't play as strong of a non-conference. And then when we got to conference, it was kind of a slap in the face to start the year. So we think we're going to be really ready once we get to Big Tens. And, for us, we're playing some young players along with some really good experienced players. And so it's kind of a nice mix. And it's just kind of trying to find the right combinations at the right time. And it's something that, you know, you don't necessarily want to peak right now, but you just are keep tinkering and trying to figure out what works.
Yeah. Last year, you kind of peaked early. I mean, immediately started out 12-0 run to start the season, then kind of hit the wall a little bit, dropped 7 of your next 8 when you got to Big Ten basketball. It was kind of a crazy season for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Obviously we took care of the teams we needed to take care of in the non-conference, but, it's just now we've kind of learned in the sense that even if you maybe win a game in the non-conference, you still have to hold, the expectations really high, even if it's a team that maybe you should beat by 20 or 30, and you need to keep your standards, not to necessarily play to the level of competition sometimes in non-conference. So this year, obviously, we've with a year under our belt, our players know our kind of our expectations and our system and how we want to play offense and defense. So we've been able to really build on what we did last year rather than kind of start from scratch, and that's definitely been helpful.
So you have this mix of vets and new kids. What do you think the strength of your team is or will be this year?
You know, what's really exciting about this year is that we have a lot of perimeter players that can shoot the ball really, really well. Last year, we kind of struggled at times because Godiva Hubbard was out for the year and redshirted last year. She was one of their best leading scorers, returning scorers from the previous year. So she didn't play last year, and one of our better shooters. And Mercedes Staples was kind of in and out with some ankle injuries. And so having those two back is really exciting. And then you add a freshman, Sarah Scalia. All three of them are phenomenal shooters. And then that just really helps with Destiny Pitts, because last year so many people were able to key in on her as one of our only true consistent outside threats. So now you've got to kind of pick your poison against us. And then you've got one of the best rebounders in college basketball, and Taye kind of work in the middle. So you got a lot of space on the floor between those guys, and then Taye being able to get offensive boards and kind of operate inside. It's hard to help off of shooters.
All right. University of Minnesota assistant women's basketball coach Carly Thibault-Dudatis, the phone with me talking about their Big Ten ACC Challenge game with Notre Dame this week and the Gophers season so far. And Carly, we're out of time. We got to take an OT here and get you back next time if we can, and visit about growing up in a basketball family. Your dad has been a coach in the NBA with the Bucks for a while, assistant coach, and now head coach in the WNBA, along with your brother who's on his staff. And we'll talk about being immersed in this game as a kid, and visit about being a believer in Jesus and growing in your faith, how you met Jesus as your Savior, and how you keep going every day in that relationship with Him. So thanks for being here today. Thanks for spending so much time with me on Sports and Commentary. Appreciate you. God bless.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.